I am Pierre Lumumba here in the center of Nairobi City in the Republic of Kenya. And as we continue to focus on the continent of Africa, today we focus on the critical question of the industrialization of the mother continent. It is always important to realize that the mother continent is divided into 54 odd countries courtesy of the colonizers with their diabolical conference in Berlin in 1884 and 1885. When the struggle for independence started in earnest, the leaders of the day were quite clear that if Africa was to realize her potential, she had to industrialize. And we see these attempts at industrialization as early as the 1950s, when Gamal Abdel Nasser Hussein of Egypt nationalizes the Suez Canal. It is all about the attempt at industrialization. When he starts the Aswan High Dam on the River Nile, it is about industrialization. When he establishes the Helwan Iron and Steel Factory, it is all about industrialization. And the spirit of industrialization is made alive even by other leaders. Ghana's Kwame Nkrumah, after Ghana regains our independence in 1957, begins the conversation around industrialization. It is on that basis that he starts the major power project along the Volta River. And in 1961, on the occasion of the launch of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology in Kumasi in Ghana, the Osagie foretells Ghanaians and Africans that our duty is to ensure that we industrialize. A year later, he institutes the Ghana Nuclear Project because he's looking towards industrialization. When the Osagie Four invites leaders in 1958 in Accra, Ghana, he talks freedom and talks industrialization. When he meets with the leaders in Morocco in 1960, it is about independence and industrialization. And in 1963, between the dates of 22nd and 25th of May, when they meet the 32 leaders, he reminds the leaders that Africa must industrialize, so that the whole idea of African industrialization and Africa's idea about marshalling their resources is something that has been with us. The very fact that they are establishing the Tema port in Ghana. In Tanzania, they are talking about the establishment of hydroelectric power, the building of the Kariba Dam. All these is about African industrialization. But as Kwame Nkrumah once said, the colonizers never change their DNA. They come under different guises, and they come under the guise of industrialization. Perhaps it is Zambia's Simon Mwansakwapwepwe who put it best when he said, those who have left as colonizers will come back as investors. How right he was, that no sooner had they left than they started coming back again. They came back again through neo-colonial institutions such as La Francophonie, neo-colonial institutions such as the Commonwealth. They came again under the aegis of the European Union and entered into agreements with African countries under the Lomé Agreement, under the Cotonou Agreement, and a series of other agreements that are put forth by the World Bank and the IMF. So that today, when we look at Africa in the spirit of industrialization, we must ask ourselves, who is involved in that industrialization, and is it in the best interest of the continent of Africa? And when I talk about industrialization, let me be broad, to look at the involvement of the colonizers in the larger economies. Let us look at the oil industry. Ask yourself, who is extracting our oil? If it is in Gabon, it is Elf. It is Total Energy. It is Ruby. It is Shell. It is ExxonMobil. If it is in the mining sector, it is De Beers. It is Rio Tinto. It is Anglo America. It is Glencore. So that these neo-colonizers are present at all levels. If you go into the mining sector in areas such as uranium, it is the French, it is the British, it is the Americans. In other words, the world of industrialization is one that is being dictated to by outsiders, begging the question as to whether this industrialization is for the benefit of the continent of Africa. And you know, when you talk about industrialization and the building of industries in Africa, you can never talk of it in spite of multinational institutions such as the IMF and the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the International Bank for Development, which is known as the World Bank, were created in Bretton Woods in the United States of America in 1944, and they have remained the hegemons in that direction. If there is any industry in Kenya, in Uganda, in Tanzania, in Zambia, in Senegal, in Nigeria, you will find them there. And all the dividends ultimately go back, if not all, but the lion's share of these dividends leave our continent. It is for that reason indeed that African countries, having seen the danger of that trajectory, met in Lagos, Nigeria in 1980. And when the leaders met in Lagos, Nigeria, they came up with the Lagos Plan of Action. And in the Lagos Plan of Action, African countries said that the situation as it is now is not favorable for the continent of Africa. We are not trading amongst ourselves. We have people from outside of the continent who are investing in technologies that we do not understand. There is no transfer of technology. The Lagos Plan of Action, of course, did not achieve very much. And it is after the Lagos Plan of Action that we have come up with Africa Agenda 2063 of 2015. The situation in the continent of Africa is one that demonstrates that after the political power had been taken away from the colonizer, what they are now focusing on is the economic power. And industrialization and indeed economic dominance manifests itself in very many ways. And I want to demonstrate, although it is not classical industrialization, to demonstrate how that dalliance with the Western power is present in our continent in very many ways. If you go to the mining sector, and you go to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Who is mining in the Democratic Republic of Congo? It is Glencore. It is Rio Tinto. Who is mining in Botswana? It is De Beers. Who is mining in South Africa? It is De Beers. Who is extracting oil in Angola? It is ExxonMobil. Who is extracting oil in Gabon and Cameroon? It's Total Energies. Who is extracting gas in Mozambique? It is Total Energies. In other words, wherever you go, you find that there are all these Western institutions. And sometimes I say that if you want to see the evidence of their dominance, you also have to look at different retail happenings in the continent of Africa, because these are manifestation of dominance. If you go to any African country today and you want to go to a supermarket, it is Carrefour from France. If you want to go to a petrol station, it is Rubis or Total Energies from France. If you want to buy chicken, It is Kentucky Fried Chicken from Kentucky in the United States of America. If you want to have your food delivered to you, it is Glovo from Spain. If you want to order your taxi, it is Uber from San Francisco in the United States. If you want a security man, it is Gardewald KK Security from Canada. The net effect is that African countries own very little and our economies are externally dominated. And this domination is indeed the new scramble for Africa. Dambisa Moyo, in her book Dead Aid, tells us that as long as Africans and African leaders are walking around the world with bows in their hands, asking for foreign investment, African countries will always be dominated. That great South Korean economist, Hyun Chung, in his famous book, The Bad Samaritans, reminds us that no country in the world ever industrialized if such industrialization did not allow for transfer of technology. Industrial China has industrialized because in the 30 years that it changed its philosophy, they required transfer of technology. China did that. Japan, after the war, industrialized because it allowed and demanded transfer of technology. South Korea industrialized because it demanded transfer of technology. Indonesia is demanding transfer of technology. Vietnam is demanding transfer of technology. Turkey is demanding transfer of technology. But in the continent of Africa, we are not demanding transfer of technology. What we are calling industrialization is not for the benefit of Africa. It is for the benefit of those who are industrializing. Today, we have many initiatives. The Chinese are also here through the Belt and Bridge. But is it for the benefit of Africa? The Americans are starting the Lobito Corridor from Angola through to Zambia. Is it for the benefit of Africa? I am of the view that the mother continent must industrialize. She must industrialize from Morocco to Mauritania, from Egypt to Tunisia, to the Democratic Republic of Congo, to Kenya, to Tanzania, to South Africa, to Angola and Mozambique. But the time is now for us to have our own energy, for us to have our own nuclear power, for us to have our own steel, for us to have our iron ore, for us to have our hydroelectric power like the ones in Ethiopia, the Grand Renaissance Dam and the Nyerere Dam. It is only when we take charge of industrialization that we are going to liberate ourselves from domination. Remember, as we speak now, there is a new scramble for Africa. That new scramble for Africa is telling different players that Africa is a theater where you can come in, and because you want cheap labor, you can place your industries in different parts of Africa and you get cheap labor and you then get cheap products and Africa remains where it is. We of the African continent must always remember that as long as we are disorganized, we must always remember that as long as we are susceptible to manipulation, we must always remember that as long as we engage in conflict, as long as our leaders are dominated, we will never, ever industrialize in a meaningful way. Therefore, as we engage with the rest of the world, because engage we must, as we acquire technology from the rest of the world, that technology must be adopted and adapted for the sake of the continent of Africa. Africa must industrialize on our own terms. That is what total liberation is all about. The engagements about the continent of Africa are many and diverse. we have had our portion today. Let us say our bye-byes in the knowledge that we'll come back again to continue the conversation. Thank you.